our kids' health. You know, the fact that we have really made big strides to change the health of our kids, especially through the school lunch program, which I hope does not get touched, because that makes sense. So we have to keep doing things that make sense for our future.
Well, that, of course, is Michelle Obama. She's talking with Jimmy Fallon in January there about the legacy of one of her signature achievements as First Lady, comprehensive reform of school nutrition. The reforms that Michelle Obama helped implement included the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010. Now, on Monday, recently confirmed Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the Trump administration's plan to, and I'm not kidding here, make school lunches great again. The plan is to roll back some of the requirements on things like sweetened milk, sodium, and whole grains in cafeteria lunches for kids. Margo Wootan is Director of Nutrition Policy at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Margo, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's great to be here.
What was your reaction when you saw that same press release that I did, Make School Meals Great Again?
I couldn't believe that they were using that campaign tagline to describe rolling back school nutrition standards. They're actually proposing steps that are going to make school lunches more unhealthy, to roll back the tremendous amount of progress that schools have been making towards serving healthier food to kids.
Now, there are some standards proposed on whole grains. A lot of advocates have said they're not terribly different, but let's talk about sodium. Sodium is an additive with very real health consequences on blood pressure, heart disease. How are the proposals changing standards on sodium for kids' food?
What the Trump administration is proposing is locking in dangerously high levels of sodium in school lunches. Schools have been working to gradually reduce the amount of sodium over time. They've done the first phase of sodium reduction. What they're doing is preventing the next level of sodium reduction from going into effect.
Flavored milk is another area where some of the rules might be relaxed. You know, one of the arguments here, Margo, is that a little extra sugar to make milk more delicious, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, might be worth it to get more calcium into the kids.
I'm not as concerned about the chocolate milk provision because it's not like they're adding chocolate milk into schools and it doesn't exist. What they're saying is, in addition to schools being able to serve fat-free chocolate milk, they also can serve 1% chocolate milk.
Margo, one of the key arguments here is that it's fine to have standard, it's great to have rules, but you can't force people to eat something they don't like. And a lot of kids just pass up healthier food, and the standards don't work because they'll just get a saltier snack somewhere else, or they'll choose a food that has the sodium that they crave.
This administration is known for its alternative facts, and this is a place where the administration just isn't getting it right. Kids like the new school meals generally. I mean, not every single kid, right? Of course, kids complain about school lunch. They complained about school lunch when it was unhealthy. Studies show that there is no more food waste and that kids are actually eating more fruits and vegetables now than they did before these updated nutrition standards went into effect.
Margo, some advocates have called these changes that you and I are talking about sort of relatively minor, but they warn that much bigger battles are ahead, like vending machines selling junk food in schools or even fruit and vegetable standards on the kids' tray. It seems like things are about to get way more heavy than they are now.
It's really discouraging that in, you know, just the first few days of his tenure, one of the first things that the Secretary of Agriculture does is to roll back progress on the quality of school meals served to children. We hope that this is all they're going to do around school food, but we will be ready and watching and working to defend the progress on healthy school meals.
Margo Wootan, Director of Nutrition Policy at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.